As I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, this is the last day of the liturgical year. And if you've had the opportunity to follow the Mass readings through the month of November, one of the things that is striking is how our first lesson has either been from the book of Maccabees or from the book of Daniel. And in all of these readings, we're confronted by the reality of very powerful kingdoms of this world that at one level seem to be the only game in town. And yet throughout these readings, there is this underlying theme that although the world kingdoms are so visible, so dominant, so in our face, there is another kingdom that is to be at work in our hearts. And this is what we see in the reading from Daniel, the end of chapter 7 that Gary just read for us. In the book of Daniel, there is this repetition of how four dominant world powers will rise, culminating in the Roman Empire. And in that reading that we had today from chapter 7, we actually have a text that anticipates hundreds of years before it happened, the destruction of Jerusalem between 67 and 70 AD. The way it's put in the text is as follows. This kingdom shall attempt to change the sacred seasons and the law, and they shall be given into his power for a time, two times, and half a time. A time is 1 year. So a time, two times, and half a time is 3.5 years. This represents how long it was for the Romans to completely destroy the city of Jerusalem between February of AD 67 and the summer of AD 70. So what's remarkable about this text is it speaks prophetically to something that will happen in the future. And again, as we've been reading the gospel over these last days, our Lord himself repeatedly spoke about the destruction of Jerusalem. So how are we to live in a world that is so easily, so to speak, undone, where kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, that there are power struggles, there are things in the news that would lead us to think, yes, this is the only kingdom? It's by allowing for the kingdom of Jesus, the true king, to reign in our hearts. And it's helpful that in today's gospel, the last gospel of the liturgical year, Jesus invites us and shows us how we can be a people whose hearts are enlarging because we are cultivating an understanding that the kingdom of God is within. So what does Jesus say in today's gospel? First of all, to be on our guard so our hearts are not weighed down with dissipation. Isn't that easy? To have our hearts weighed down. We watch the news, we experience the reality of what goes on in life, and it's just sometimes so hard. There is this weight that just seems to burden us so deeply. And sometimes that can lead people to drunkenness, a way to kind of cover up their discouragement, the dissipation, the despair of life. And then Jesus speaks about the worries of life. Our Lord is so honest, isn't he? He knows what challenges us. He knows our struggles. And he says, so we're to be on our guard. But then he goes on to say the following. Be alert at all times. That is to be attentive, not only to how the Lord is working in our lives, but we are becoming more recollected in how we are living. What are those things that are discouraging us? What are those things that weigh us down? What is the step that I need to take to try to be more alert? Let me share something personally. This morning when I got up and I was doing what's called the office of readings, I just could not focus. And I realized that by the end of the office of readings, I hadn't really taken anything in. Now, I'm thankful that on my phone, I have the audio office of readings, and I realized I missed that entirely. So as I was driving into Mass this morning, I was able to listen to these same readings, but this time I was alert and able to take in what earlier in the day had just washed right over me. Maybe you as well experience that kind of thing. And if you do, I would encourage you to return to your readings later in the day and to try one more time to hear what the Lord is saying. So we're to guard our hearts, we're to be alert, and then finally our Lord says, praying that we may have the strength to escape these things. And this gets to the heart of the kingdom that is to be in our heart. Without prayer, we lose our orientation. Without our relationship with Jesus Christ, we forget that we are small and that in a world like this, we need to stay connected to Him. For what is this all for? This wonderful thing that the day will come when, as it says in the book of Revelation, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what will it be like on that day? Well, you and I will stand before the Son of Man. That's the goal of your life and my life, when the kingdom that is in our heart will become the only kingdom known. And so may we take to heart our Lord's words to guard our hearts, to have hearts that are alert, and hearts that are prayerful. And as we do this more and more, then His kingdom will be in your heart, my heart, and the collective heart that is St. Peter's.